Hi, this is Madison. Give me a call back at customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Deanna Adams, and on 11/27, I ended up getting charged $56.95, and I called about the charge, and basically I was told whoever I talked to that I needed that canceled because I did not authorize it. And I just need to confirm that it has been canceled and I'm not going to be charged anymore for it.
Okay. Can I get your zip code so I can get into the account?
84104. Or 84116.
What's your first and last name?
Deanna Adams.
Okay, you said 84116?
Yeah.
What's your first and last name again? Diana what?
Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Adams, A-D-A-M-S.
One second, please. Okay, what is your address to confirm that account?
The P.O. Box is P.O. Box 16211, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84116.
Okay, so I see you have a KitchenAid purchase.
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't seen it yet either, by the way.
So then that is a sweepstakes that you signed up for to win a KitchenAid.
That.
You said what, ma'am?
Okay. I didn't realize it was a sweepstake.
Yes, ma'am. And then it bills you. So the $7.95 is for the kitchen. $7.95 is for the shipping and handling. And then the $56.95 is for the monthly subscription of the sweepstakes, just to see if you win it.
Okay, I need to cancel so I don't get reoccurring charges on it.
Okay.
And I thought that I took care of it when I called in the last time.
Okay, it looks like somebody already came into the account and canceled your account.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
All right, bye.
Bye.